This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hey, good morning, guys. You're listening to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, and I'm Mangalam Malu. Let me tell you, on your way to work, what the market is likely to do today, what the cues were overnight as well. So let's start with the cues coming in from Wall Street. It was a strong close that we saw. The Dow Jones was up 0.5%. We had S&P 500 up almost 1%, while the Nasdaq continued its march forward. It's up 1.5%, and that was led higher by Apple itself. After unveiling the Vision Pro last week, the Apple stock has been on a tear, and now yesterday as well hit a fresh all-time high, with the market cap of that tech major nearing almost $3 trillion. But that's not all. We have a lot of data to watch out for in this week itself. Starting with tonight itself, all eyes will be on the US May inflation data, where you're expecting 4% inflation in the month of May, which would be an increase of 0.1% month on month. And, you know, that is extremely important, largely because the US Fed meet outcome is contingent on the way this data pans out. 78% of the traders currently are betting on no change by the US Fed. The SGX Nifty, as a result of strong cues coming in from Wall Street, is up 50 points. But remember, the Nifty for us has been ranged around that 18,600 mark. The important part is that we've found resistance at levels closer to 18,700, whereas support has come in as low as 18,550 itself. The FIIs, they've sold for the second day in the cash market. Yesterday, they sold about 627 crores. The domestic institutional investors bought about 1,800 odd crores. Nothing really to worry about, but a trend that we have to monitor closely. It is also a Tuesday. That means it is Nifty Financial Services expiry today. So in the last hour, we will watch out for HDFC Twins. That's HDFC Bank, HDFC Limited. Watch out for ICICI Bank and Bajaj Finance and Bajaj FinServ. These stocks account for the major weight on the financial services index. Also, the mid-caps and small-caps, they are on their own party. Irrespective of what the Nifty does, which has been a bit ranged, the mid-caps and the small-caps are having none of that. We're seeing a big move in these indices and in the cash market stocks as well. They're having a party of their own. In terms of technical levels, the Nifty Bank closed mildly below its 20-day moving average of 43,980. So that's a level we expected to cover in the first hour of trade itself, whereas the Nifty will find firm support at 18,454, which is its 20-day moving average. In terms of stocks to watch out for, keep an eye out on the oil marketing companies and the oil companies as Brent slipped to $72 overnight. But importantly, watch out for Z, as the SEBI has barred Subhash Chandra and Puneet Goenka to hold any key managerial position in the company. Does that change things for the Sony Z merger or not? Something we'll be watching out for. All right then, on that note, you have a great trading day. This is me, Mangalam Malu, signing off from the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.